Parnell's $1.8 billion capital budget includes about $250 million for Southeast Alaska, including ferry money. There's about $16 million for harbor projects in Sitka, Saxman, Petersburg, and Juneau. The money also covers harbors in Haines, Hoonah, Heidelberg, Port Alexander, and Skagway.
And I'm not sure if you reference it this way, but it's the Fisherman's Road to Resources. I know in talking to them that that was a concern.
That's Haines Representative Bill Thomas, who co-chairs the budget writing House Finance Committee. He says it's good news for the region's fishermen and other boat owners. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson agrees.
These are harbors that they've needed repairs for some time, and it's hard for the communities to have enough money to do it. And this harbor grant fund is a 50-50, so the community has to have 50% of the funds, and then the state matches it.
One of the larger Southeast appropriations is for the State Library, Archives, and Museum Building in the capital city. Parnell proposes allocating $20 million towards the $127 million project. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says that, plus money already in the bank, is good news.
That's going to give us enough money to really start construction on this facility. You know, it's not just a Juneau facility, it's a statewide facility, but it surely benefits Juneau.
The budget also proposes transferring $60 million to Alaska-class ferry construction. The money has already been appropriated, but needs to be moved to a different account. That will make a total of $120 million allocated to the ship, though more may be needed. Other marine highway items include new fast ferry engines, improvements to the Prince Rupert Terminal, and money for maintenance. The budget includes some money for energy projects, but some lawmakers say it's not enough. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman is among those pushing for a transmission line connecting Cake to Petersburg and the Southern Southeast power grid. Stedman, who co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, says it could lower power costs.
Cake runs their community on diesel, and they have a fish processing plant that runs on diesel. Well, we all know that, you know, diesel electrical generation makes you non-competitive, and the community residents trying to, you know, light their homes and, you know, live a reasonable standard of living comparative to the rest of the communities in Southeast or the major communities makes it very difficult.
He and Thomas are unhappy Parnell left the power line out of his spending plan. Other major projects for Southeast include Ketchikan Bridge repairs, Sitka Water Treatment System improvements, a Yakutat Airport perimeter fence, and road work in Wrangell and Petersburg. Parnell's proposed spending plan is just one step in budget development. Egan, who serves on the Senate Finance Committee, says the projects list will grow.
We've already been talking, and we are going to have some meetings of some legislators and try to go through the budget and figure out what we can do to supplement some of the problems that we face at a local level and try to supplement what the governor has done.
Parnell says his capital and operating budgets should slow or reduce spending. Wilson says lawmakers will also look at cuts.
We have to make sure that what we put in the budget is sustainable, and that's a difficult thing to do. And so he worked on it some, but we'll be working on it more when we get to Juneau.
And there's other factors. State budgets depend heavily on funds from a variety of federal programs. Thomas expects to see cuts.
What's going to happen to the feds, we don't know, and that may have a major, major impact on what the outcome of the final budget is.
The legislature begins meeting January 17th. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.